be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who denied that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up the descendants for his brother. Now there were 7 brothers. The first married the woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the 7 died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all 7 have been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attend to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise, that the dead will rise. Even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. Gospel of the Lord. And St. Paul to the Timothy says also the same theme. Our Lord Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life to light through the gospel. Death for Jesus meaning no love. Where there is love, always life. Because we share the life of God, God is love. When there is love in us, there is always life. Life in the Lord. Today we live with body and soul. Maybe tomorrow, just our body died, but still our spirit is in the Lord. On the last day of the resurrection, all body will rise up again. Jesus is the first person who died and risen. He appeared to the disciples after his resurrection. He ate with them, touched them, talked to them face to face. Of course, in a different way, but still it's Jesus. His body and soul is there. So that we're up in heaven now, we have Jesus and the Heavenly Mother with body and soul in heaven. One day we'll be the same. And today, in order to have that life, eternal life, we have to keep this love in us. If there's no love, there's no life. Don't tell ourselves, "I'm baptized, so I'm okay." Not yet. If you don't live the Word of God, because only the Gospel makes us alive. And that's what St. Paul says. Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death. That means giving us new life and brought life to light through the Gospel. Whenever we are faithful to the Gospel, we are in life, in the Lord.